Welcome to the Lifecast. We hope that you find this ministry of New Life Assembly of God as an encouragement to you. You will hear messages and lessons in God's Word by our staff and special guests. Enjoy the podcast.
So after the resurrection, Jesus is with his disciples, and he says to them, "All authority in heaven and on earth," and we will include under the earth, because he descended and conquered sin and death and hell. Amen. Holds the keys. That authority has been given to Jesus. So he says to them, "Go." Say it, go.
Go.
Turn to a person next to you. Now say this gently, but sincerely. Go. Don't yell at them. You're not correcting them. This is a word of encouragement that just says, go. Okay? Go, therefore. Therefore what? Because Jesus has all authority. See, we read it as go, therefore. Therefore, why do we go? Because Jesus has been given all authority. So if he has all authority and he gives an instruction, what does that mean? Who said better go? Way to go, Larry. By the way, thank you for going and telling Sue what I asked you to do. Jesus has all authority. It's been given to him, and he says, because of this, now go. Now, if he sends you because of his authority, do you grasp and understand that when you go, his authority goes with you? You don't go in your own name. You don't go in your own authority. And this is where we sometimes trip up with the whole idea of me, you, going to make disciples, go share the gospel, go be a witness, go. And what involves witnessing, action, conduct, what we say, all of that, that we look at how we ourselves, in ourselves, don't have the authority in ourself. We get acquainted with our sin, acquainted with our flaws. We get acquainted with what is not our natural tendency or what we feel our gift is. And therefore, we package all of that and try to create that as a barrier from going. So I have to take all that I package in my thinking that sets itself up as a barrier or reasons in my mind not to go. You and I, in response to the scripture and understanding it, as I have to take all of those things and place it under his authority. His authority has sent you. His authority has sent me. Not my own authority. Not my gifts, not my inabilities. It's under his authority. So when I send Pastor Brock to you, and he says to you, "My dad, Pastor Randy, senior pastor, the lead pastor, has asked me to come to you, Joe, and say, would you please do this? And I will go back and tell him what you say. You understand, even though Brock might be flawed, maybe you don't like the way he dressed that day, maybe he needs a breath mint, whatever it is. He wasn't sent based upon what you know about him. He was sent to bring you a message from the pastor of the church, who, by the way, is not up here. He's a servant. But God has given the pastor an authority to shepherd, right? And so you would hear this, and knowing who you are, Joe, you would say,
right away.
His head went this way, but his words said right away. And that's dealing with flawed people. But Jesus is not flawed. And it's not based upon the flaws of the messenger. It's the authority that that messenger comes to you with. It happens at work. If you maybe work in a factory or an office, and somebody is sent to you and said, hey, I just talked to the boss. I just talked to the supervisor. They asked me to come over here and say, would you please take care of this? Would you please do this? But you don't really care for the messenger he sent. It doesn't matter. You're going to do what the authority has, right? And so we go in that authority, and you and I need to take all the stuff that we create as barriers and submit it under his authority and understand that you and I are being sent in his authority, and his authority is greater than any ability or any gift. So I want you to see a different perspective on going. It says here, go therefore and make disciples of all nations. Or some translation would say, go ye therefore into all the world and make disciples, baptizing them. And the passage goes on, but I'm going to stop right there. Into all the world. This is a missions-giving church. We give a lot of money to support projects and missionaries who are sent to different places around the world, of people that you and I potentially, most likely, will never meet on this side of eternity. So we help them answer the call. But it also tells us to go into all the world. So the world is somewhat a big place to you and I. So it can be a little overwhelming. And it's easy for us to say, here's some money. Somebody else can go. It's pretty convenient and easy for the American church. And that's how it should function. But that's not where it stops. So I have to think, how big is my world? How big is your world? I'm not talking about the globe. I'm talking about where you live each day and each week. How big is my world? How big is my neighborhood? How big is my workplace? How big is the office I work in? How big is my house or my family, or my friendship group? You see, now the world becomes smaller, and it becomes very manageable for you and I. So don't be overwhelmed. Your world consists of your circle. And sometimes we go outside that circle, and sometimes the circle gets bigger, and opportunities show up. Sometimes we travel out of town. And now Noah's Ark and Wisconsin Dells became part of your world for a day. Right? You see, how big is your world? You and I don't have to go very far. Go. Go to your world. How big is your world? Where does it, where do you live? And now, that's our part of the world, our part of the vineyard. You're not too old. You're not too young. And you're not too pretty. And you're not too smart and you're not too dumb. And maybe you don't speak eloquently, but I got news for you. Eloquence can intimidate a lot of people. So then you learn to talk like Pastor Randy. Most of the time I preach to a fifth grade level. That has nothing to do with you personally. I don't go to pastoral conference and say, boy, do I have a bunch of fence posts. They aren't very bright there. No, no. Fifth grade level. Most of the time. Once in a while I throw out a $10 word. Fifth grade level. Because everybody can grasp it. Jesus told stories. That's how he preached. He told stories. He's a storyteller. People understand stories. Because he wants them to walk away with the truth. Listen, you going and opening your mouth, there's no excuse. Oh, but Pastor, I get so nervous. Well, you have to go in his authority. And you can be who God is making you to be. And here's the thing. You don't have to be perfect. Just let him perfect you. The message, the truth of Jesus is perfect. I've had some wonderful meals served by some substandard waitresses and waiters. You and I can be a little substandard waiters and waitresses. It's about the message and the meal that we give. Now, that we should be better than substandard, but we're growing and developing. You get the point. So where's your world? Because wherever your world is, you can reach it. It's within reach. His word will not return void. We're just called to deliver it. You are not called to make somebody saved. You're just called to deliver the message. Supervisor sent me, would like me to tell you if you could please take care of this, blah, 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 whatever the message is, and you walk away. Whether they do it or not is their decision. You did your part to honor the supervisor, the manager, in this context, our master. Our Lord, reach your world. Here's the great thing. If you reach your circle, where you reach, where you live, and you feel like you didn't really do a great job, here's the great news. You get to do it again because they're inside your circle in your world. Right? So love God and love people. Don't complicate it. What do I say? What do I do? What do I do? And I got to practice. And I got, hey, all, you know, you should know his word and all of that. You should practice mostly by having a character transformation, you and I, to be more like him. Because that makes the message a little more palatable instead of being a substandard waiter or waitress. We become more like him. And now it matches the message we give. And then on that day, because you spread seed in your circle, your world, where you live, who you golf with, who you visit, who you go to school with, where you work, the children you impact, their families, the retirement center, the shopping group, the whatever, whatever group, the bridge club or whatever. Do people even do that anymore? Play bridge? When I said bridge, I didn't mean build one. You know what I, okay. Giving you a hard time. He's shaking his head, oh, Pastor. Listen, stand up with me, would you? Lord asks the question, who will go for me? Here I am, Lord. Send me. I will go. You don't have to be extravagant. You don't have to be weird. You don't have to have necessarily the next gimmick, you know. Pull your thumb apart, whatever it is. You don't have to have any of that stuff. So whatever inhibition you and I have, put it under his authority. Because his authority reigns supreme. Oh, Lord, I didn't go because, well, you know, I can't do this and I can't do that. You wicked servant. You buried it. Ooh, Pastor, I thought I was supposed to be encouraging. You have to understand that there's a very sincere call to this. That grace that you need from God in your life. The people in your world, they need that grace so desperately. I don't care how much they pretend they don't and how hard they are. Some of you had that story, but now look at you. There's more stories like that to come. The kingdom is bigger than just this church. So go reach your world. Let them experience Christ. They can go to another church. It's about his kingdom. Are they invited here? Yeah. Are they welcome here? Yeah. Did you invite them here? Yeah. But look, Pastor, the room is already full. Yeah? What's your point? God knows how to build bigger buildings or do more services or whatever he wants to do. And he'll make all that known to us. We're just supposed to go. Teenagers, this is not a time to wander and wait for your next youth pastor to come. College and career, this is not your time to just wait around and just let's see who God has and whenever they arrive and we'll just kind of hang out, not be real committed, kind of go and do some other stuff. This is not a time for that. This is a time to keep coming on Wednesday and on Thursday and to the activities and the events. It's a time to invite people. It's a time to continue to reach. It's your world. It's a time. Services are still going on every week. Yeah. Yeah, but we don't have a youth pastor. We don't have a college or career pastor. That is no reason. You go be a discipler. You be an inviter. We're not putting any of that on pause. Let's grow. Let's expand. Why don't you bow your head with me? Father, I thank you for the gifts of your Holy Spirit. We thank you, Holy Spirit, for leading and prompting and inspiring and revealing and using people this morning. And give me ears. Give us ears to hear what your Spirit is saying to us. And Jesus, Master, Savior, Friend, Holy Anointed One, who has all authority, may we place our excuses under your authority, and may we go. In Jesus' name, amen. I want to say this to you. The biggest part about going, I want you to remember this. You and I get worried about what we're going to say or what they're going to do, how they're going to react. The biggest part about going is this. Lean forward a little because this is really powerful. And lean forward a little more. There you go, Quinn. You got it. The biggest part about going is just showing up. Being present. To listen, to provide, to hug, to hold, to help. The biggest part is just showing up. If you stay in your living room, you'll never reach your neighbor. It's just about showing up outside. It's not complicated. That's not hard. Just show up.
Thanks for joining us on the Lifecast. It is a ministry of New Life Assembly of God in Sparta, Wisconsin. If you are ever in the area, we would enjoy the opportunity of meeting you. Until then, remember, God is for you, not against you.